Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides. Mark Ryan and Tim right here on ESPN Upstate, rolling on a hump day edition of the show. Our next guest is somebody I have been reading for, 25 years, something like that. I called him a colleague in 2008, 2007, ESPN 1080 The Team in Orlando, Florida. We both have one thing in common. We are known to agitate the natives. But I'll tell you what, he's the most read columnist in Orlando and is nationally known for a reason. Also found him to be an incredibly nice guy when I worked with him. Mike Bianchi joins us right now on the show. Mike, hope you and yours are healthy, happy, and safe. Thanks so much for coming on the show, man. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, you too, Mike. You too, indeed. So Mike, I opened the show today with your article as the backdrop, predicting that the college football season will be moved to the spring. I think we're going to have the NFL season. I think there's a better than 50-50 shot MLB and NBA will be able to complete their seasons. But I think the advantages they have, colleges do not. And just kind of the lay of the land, realizing that this has to be decided by about July 16th, 2 weeks from Friday, I don't see things changing that much between now and Friday. I don't know how you play a college football season in the current landscape where we are. I think they have it. I think it moves to January. That is my firm belief. I don't know that you went ahead with that prediction in your article, Mike, but you posed the possible theory. I took it to the next step. Will ultimately this be what happens, Mike? College football move to January.
Well, that's a great prediction today. You probably wouldn't have predicted that 3 weeks ago, but today, yeah, with COVID-19 cases spiking around the country, around college football, a lot of college football hotbeds like Clemson and LSU and Texas, they have a lot of COVID-19 cases. Now that can change. We all know that. We expected these guys to have a lot of positive tests. We'll see what happens, but. Yeah, they're going to have to make a decision pretty quickly. Nebraska's AD, Bill Moose, has said we need to do something by mid-July. And the thing that nobody's really talking about is that most of these college ADs, and I'm not just talking about the group of five. I'm talking about the big-time Power Five ADs, like the SEC ADs. They want fans in the stands. That's how they make their money. Yes, they get a big TV check from the SEC network every year, but I use the University of Florida as an example in my column today. The University of Florida last year they got a $43 million check from the SEC for all the media rights, the SEC network, all of that. That $43 million, they made $60 million alone on ticket sales and booster contributions last year. So, and that didn't even count some of the other ancillary income they get from having fans in the stadium. So make no mistake about it. College football's biggest revenue source is still the tickets. It's not the TV check. And that's why I think you're right. I think they're going to do everything they can to – play games with fans in the stadium. And it's like Will Muschamp. He was on our show a few weeks ago. He says, if it's not safe for the fans, why is it safe for the players? So that's another aspect you have to take into account.
You know, there was an announcement made by the University of Arizona that they wouldn't be having students on campus for quite some time. And an Arizona football player yesterday said, Mike, quote tweeted it and said, then why are we on campus right now? And so, I mean, that is a major headache. Like, why would you put the players at risk if you're not yet putting the student body at risk? And, you know, and this belief, Mike, that you have to have students on campus in order to play a college football season. Why is that such a sticking point to you, Mike, that you must have your full student body on campus in order for there to be a college football season?
Well, I think it's more for the optics of it. It's more for the PR of it. I mean, there's already the belief among many in the mainstream media that college football players and college athletes are exploited by the big money earning universities. So I think there's that, obviously, and the other thing is, it's true, these guys aren't pros. They don't get paid. They don't have a union to negotiate and look out for, their health protocols and all of that. So, yeah, I think there's going to – the Jay Billises of the world, if they trot these guys out to play football, in September in the middle of a pandemic and there's no students on campus, there is going to be an outcry and outrage among the mainstream media. So, yeah, I think that's a big PR issue for college football right now, especially in this day and time when college athletes are speaking out, not just about racial injustice, but about how they're treated on campus. So, yeah, that's a big, big PR issue for college football.
If we end up not having a fall college football season, if it moves to January, Mike, how much of this would you say is our fault collectively?
Well, the American population who hasn't taken this, obviously everybody is not in the same boat here, but there's a bad. I live in the state of Florida. It's been weeks. You would go into bars and restaurants, and there was no social distancing going on. People thought the face masks were a joke. It's like my colleague Mark Daniels says on our radio show: we are the only country in the world that could politicize a pandemic and make wearing face masks a debate about constitutional rights. So. Yeah, I think a lot of it is the American population's fault. We're the greatest country in the world, but when it comes to this pandemic, it seems many of us are the dumbest country in the world.
Could not agree more with everything you just said. And, Mike, when you say things about this, you probably know as well as I do. People turn the station on you. You have suddenly you look at Twitter and your Twitter followers have gone down by 100, right?
Well,
these are not popular things to say, but I think they need to be said and they need to be heard.
For the people who aren't listening to the epidemiologists and the medical experts, that's a you problem. That's not an us problem, all right? Actually, it is an us problem because the people who aren't listening who aren't taking precautions, they jeopardize everybody. They jeopardize the economy of the United States of America. I get a big kick out of a lot of the people who say, we need to open up the economy. We need to open up the economy. Well, then put your damn face mask on and let's try to open up the economy. That's how you open up the economy. You don't open up the economy by having the virus spread at a record rate, which is what it's doing right now.
Completely agree with you. I want to share this with you too, Mike. Perhaps you can use this. I'm not sure if you saw the report, but Goldman Sachs has a report out right now that if 95% of Americans wore masks, it would save the U.S. economy $1 trillion in future shutdowns.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
Even if you don't care about anything else, even if you don't think that the virus, you think you're a strong, healthy guy and the virus isn't going to affect you, even if you think that, all right, at least think about your job. If sports doesn't come back soon, hell, we'll all be out of a job. Sports radio hosts,
yes,
sports writers, You know, the economy needs to open back up, and it needs to open back up in full. We need to do that. If you want football, if you want college football this fall, then let's flatten the curve. Let's be serious about this. This isn't a joke.
In no way, shape, or form. Yeah, or it's no joke. It is no hoax. A lot of good information in Mike Bianchi's piece. College football must seriously consider moving season to spring. It's out right now. All you need to do is do a search for those keywords, and you will find it. You know, and our own industry, Mike, is not immune to this. We had to play the clip, and this guy works for my company, Mike, Boomer Esiason. We had to play the clip of him yesterday ascertaining or hypothesizing that perhaps Dabo Swinney wants the whole team to get the virus. Mike, it blows my mind, man. It blows my mind. Dabo Swinney does not want his kids to get something that could kill them. Okay? I don't know why this is even
being discussed. Needs right now.
Yeah. Right? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't make a lot of sense to me at all. You know, look, UCF.
Does Boomer Esiason know that there's been no real scientific evidence that the quote unquote herd immunity actually works?
Exactly. We have no evidence. We have no evidence that, you know, what is your level of immunity that the antibodies give you? I've had multiple flus in my life, Mike. I'm sure you have as well. Are we protected for 3 months, 6 months? What if you could get the virus now and then you can get it again in September?
Well, they don't know that you can't. That's the thing. I mean, I've interviewed people, and I've listened to a lot of infectious disease experts on you know, Fox News and CNN, and that's what they say. We don't know if you can get it again yet. So this whole thing about Dabo Swinney wants his team to get that's the most asinine, ludicrous. Yeah. He should be suspended for a week for saying that.
I don't disagree with that, man. I said yesterday it was completely and totally irresponsible, and he works for my company. So, boy, it puts you in a tough spot. I'll tell you what, Mike, a team you cover, UCF, has been kind of the flavor of the month of the Group of Five for quite some time. I have an idea I want to bounce off you, Mike, that would make everybody eligible for the college football playoff. You keep it at four with one caveat. The Group of Five, the best Group of Five team, if undefeated, plays the four seed for the right to get into the playoff. This last season, it would have been Memphis versus Oklahoma. I think it would have been a heck of a football game. That would enable all 130 FBS schools to feel as though they had a shot, and you don't even need to expand the playoff.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Thank you, sir.
That is one way. Yes, you could. You know, a lot of when UCF was undefeated, they didn't even get a sniff of the playoff. But yeah, that would have been a great way to settle it. Yes.
You don't need to expand the playoff. Everybody argues more games for the kids, etc. You could play theoretically this game the same week as Army Navy, and then you have your four: Memphis versus Oklahoma, UCF versus whomever. You don't even need to expand the playoff. Gives the Group of Five teams a fighting chance entering the season, which they don't have right now, and it would not require a major alteration of the current system in place.
When I go on the radio on my show in the morning, I know a good take when I steal one. Oh my God.
Hey, Mike, I dropped your name for this. You dropped my name. We're all good, brother. We're all good. All right? We're all good.
I'll give you attribution on that brilliant idea in the morning.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. Mike Bianchi is a columnist I have been reading for 25 years. I find him wildly entertaining. I encourage you to read him as well. Our first chance to have him on the show. Mike, so greatly appreciate it, and hope you and yours stay happy, healthy, and safe here moving forward. All right?
You too, my brother. Good being on.
Thank you so much. Mike Bianchi of the Orlando Sentinel joining us right here on Offsides ESPN Upstate. I think I found a fan of that idea, Tim. I think he liked the idea. Fantastic.
It was
really
great. Now your head's going to swell a little bit. Oh, well. You know?
There you go.
So now I got to deal with that, you know?
Now you got to deal with this guy. You got to deal with this guy indeed. All right. So much more good stuff coming your way. Thanks to Mike Bianchi for joining us. If you're just joining the show, my prediction is college football will be pushed back to the spring. It'll be starting in January. And that is my belief based on where we are right now with the virus and based on the fact that these decisions will have to be made by July 16th, which is 2 weeks from Friday. I think we'll have an NFL season on time. I think Major League Baseball and the NBA have a better than 50-50 shot of getting through their respective seasons. So we are going to have sports, and we will have a 2020 college football season. I just firmly believe that the college football season will be pushed back to January. All right. You're listening to the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate. One more segment before we get to the Mark Ryan impersonation contest. Stick and stay. It's Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is fantastic to be here with you guys. On a hump day edition of the show. Thank you so much for making the time. Coming up in the very, very next segment of the show, it is the Mark Ryan Impression Contest. The Mark Ryan Impression Contest. The best Mark Ryan impression in the very next segment. Lunch on me. You and I will go out to lunch, okay? We'll pick a spot. You and I will go. Might be in 2021, early 2021, because of the current situation, but we will make it happen, okay? We will make it happen. Your best impression of me coming up in the next segment. We will open the phone lines for that approximately 12 minutes from right now at 4:35. So you want to get yourself in queue for that. I cannot wait to hear the impressions that you guys have of me, if you have them. And look, maybe you don't want to be put on the spot. We will see. We will see. We'll see what happens here on the show. I want to get to this, and our thanks to Mike Bianchi for joining us in the last segment. I do want to get to this. I have in front of me, I hold right now in my hand, my top 10 coaches in both college football and the National Football League. I hold it right now in my hand, all right? And I'm going to reveal them to you right now. Here we go. College football counting down from 10 to 1. The 10th best coach in college football, my opinion, is P.J. Fleck from Minnesota. Man, what a job he's done. What a job he's done. Winning. You know what impresses me the most in college football? Winning at places where you don't expect guys to win, man. Winning at places where you don't have this unbelievable talent resource. Isn't that what's so frustrating about Clemson and South Carolina's inability to win in college hoops? It's not like here in the South you don't have great athletes playing basketball. It's not like you don't have Ja Morant and Zion Williamson, oh, I don't know, in your own freaking states, and you can't even keep them in state, neither one of them. P.J. Fleck is doing this in Minnesota, right? And he's winning, and he's dominating, and he's got a great team that plays fundamentally sound football, and he's amazing. P.J. Fleck comes in at number 10. Number 9 for me, a bit lower than some other people have him. I saw a list on 24/7 Sports that had him 3rd. I have him 9th, Ed Ogeron. Good enough to be in the top 10. Won the national championship. A perfect cultural fit in Baton Rouge with the LSU Tigers. Perfect cultural fit. That said, and I don't know why I'm doing this, and it might be slightly unfair, I just want to see what he does without Burrow and without Brady. Joe Brady. I just need to see what he does. All right? If LSU is undefeated, as Matt Mascana said they could be if they go to the Swamp and win, if they're undefeated going into November, Ed Ogeron vaults into the top 5 for me. But I think they're in for some lumps this year. I do think they're in for some lumps. So I have Ed Ogeron number 9. Number 8 for me, James Franklin. James Franklin is number 8 for me on this list. Boy, has he resurrected Happy Valley. They are not quite at Ohio State level yet, but let's be honest, if there was a consensus number 2 team in the vastly improved Big Ten, Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, vastly improved Big Ten, the number 2 program right now in that conference is Penn State, and James Franklin leads them. And the excitement surrounding the program, the skill position talent that he's able to recruit, James Franklin right now, the number 8 coach in all of college football for me. Number 7, the Florida Gators and Dan Mullen. Boy, what a turnaround. What a turnaround in the Swamp. Some have Dan Mullen in the top 5. I need a trophy. I need a trophy in order for Dan to get there. You need to get me to the SEC championship game. You need to win the SEC East. We've won 2, I say we, my school, my alma mater, we've won 2 New Year's 6 games in back-to-back years. Took over a 4-7 team. Had them finish in the top 7 in the country last year. This year they finished number 6 in the country. Moving on up is Florida. Dan Mullen's done a fantastic job. But you want to be in the top 5? You have to. You simply must. Give me a trophy. Number 6 for me, I'm going to say, is Brian Kelly. And I'm going to put Brian Kelly there because I think it is damn difficult to win at Notre Dame. I think it is so damn hard to win there in today's day and age, right? They don't pay players, number 1. There are books about how most of the schools in the South are cheating right now, right? Notre Dame and their moral and ethical standards, they don't cheat. You have to have incredibly high academic standards to go there. And in today's landscape, if you're not offering 4- and 5-star players a chunk of coin on the side, which John U. Bacon, a nationally known author, came on this show and said he expects, he believes 75% of Power 5 programs are cheating in today's day and age, Notre Dame's not cheating. And Brian Kelly has them as a respectable outfit every single year. So Brian Kelly comes in at number 6 for me in my college football coaching rankings. Number 5, Ryan Day. Ryan Day and Ohio State. What a start for Ryan Day and Ohio State. Going to the playoff, Ohio State fans will tell you they should have won that game. The talent that he is recruiting is incredible. You know, even when you take over a great program from a legendary coach like Urban Meyer, even when you do that, if you aren't up to snuff, you will see cracks, chinks in the armor. You will see those within the first season, right? You will see cracks. Maybe not in the win-loss column in year one, but you will start to see sloppiness. You'll start to see more penalties, unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. You will see those. I'm not seeing any of those in Ryan Day. Like, I'm seeing a machine that is running every bit as efficiently as it was under Urban Meyer. Ryan Day, to me, number five, the fifth best coach in America today. Number four, Kirby Smart, Georgia. He's gotten the Bulldogs to the national championship game, should have won the national championship game. He's gotten them to the SEC championship game. He's beaten Florida 3 years in a row. He, more than any other Saban protege, has built his program in the image of Nick Saban successfully. Jim McElwain couldn't do it. Will Muschamp certainly couldn't do it. Kirby Smart has done it, and he's doing so consistently. Still needs to win the big game, but year in and year out, incredible recruiting. Number four coach in America to me right now is Sir Kirby Smart. Number three, Lincoln Riley. The Sean McVay of college football, the whiz kid. I think Jerry Jones made a colossal mistake not getting either Lincoln Riley or Urban Meyer. I think he made a colossal mistake. He wanted an NFL guy, got McCarthy. But I think he made a mistake because Lincoln Riley, that new and innovative offense that no one can stop in college football, it is completely unstoppable. Guy's incredible. Guy's incredible with what he's done. He has made Oklahoma a perennial college football playoff contender. And let's face it, I mean, if you look at the states, Texas and Oklahoma, Oklahoma has serious disadvantages. They don't have the financial windfall backing that the University of Texas does. Yet, you know, in Texas's hat, Oklahoma, he has built a national power. He has taken that program, taken what Bob Stoops built, and he's taken it to the very next level. Lincoln Riley, for me, is number three. At number two, I'll say Nick Saban, which means number one is Dabo Sweeney. And this is a constant debate among many people, but I'll say Nick Saban number two, because Dabo Sweeney, lately, my opinion, has his number. Has his number. Younger, more energetic, more in his prime. You know, you look at coaching performance over a number of years, and what you find is that coaching performance dips after the age of 65. It dips after the age of 65. It not for everybody. That's not an absolute. I suppose Nick Saban could still win a national championship at Alabama, but I'm predicting he won't. I'm predicting we've seen the very best of Nick Saban at Alabama, and therefore I think he's at number two. You're starting to see just the faintest sign of erosion in Alabama's play, and I think you'll see that continue in the 2020 season, whether that season is played in the fall or whether that season is played in January. And then number one, Dabo Sweeney, the top overall coach for my money in all of college football. And, you know, it's interesting. What makes Dabo the best coach in college football? What, in your opinion, if I asked you that question, what makes Dabo the very, very best coach of them all? All right? What would you say? You know, he really empowers his coordinators, number one. The coordinators are not looking over his head. He's been able to establish incredible continuity at Clemson University, incredible continuity there, where the assistant coaches are paid so well, they're treated so well, that they don't ever want to leave, right? Brent Venables, when is he leaving? This guy could have been a head coach 10 times over. He'd rather be an assistant under Dabo Sweeney. He's got a great life in Clemson, South Carolina. And then the family vibe and the family atmosphere that he has cultivated and that building the trust of the parents sending their kids to the schools, he's done a better job building a brand. Everybody knows what the Clemson brand is, right? You're going to compete for championships. You're going to be part of a faith-based family atmosphere, and you're going to do great things. And he's going to get you ready for the NFL. And Dabo Sweeney in Clemson has done that brilliantly, absolutely, positively, brilliantly. Those are my top 10 coaches in college football. Where did I hit and where did I miss? 1-844-477-3776. How about a quick top 10 in the NFL as well? My top 10, 10 to 1. Number 10, Doug Peterson, Philadelphia. Number 9, Mike Tomlin, Pittsburgh. Number 8, Sean McVay, Los Angeles Rams. Number 7, Bruce Arians, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number 6, Kyle Shanahan, San Francisco 49ers. Top 5, here we go. 5, Pete Carroll. 4, Sean Payton. 3, John Harbaugh. 2, Bill Belichick. And that's right, Bill Belichick has been supplanted by Andy Reid at number 1. Andy Reid, lightning in a bottle, has won his Super Bowl. He vaults into the stratosphere now in terms of his head coaching pedigree. He has formed an amazing relationship with Patrick Mahomes. His system and the way he's finding players, Mecole Hardman most recently, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the running back from LSU, to mold into his system. I'm telling you, for me, the very best coach in the NFL today. Players love playing for him. The scheme is never stale. It's always inventive. It is always creative. You watch the Kansas City Chiefs play, you learn something new every single time, right? A texter says Dabo also has a very high graduation percentage of his players. That's why the parents love him. Hashtag all in. Could not agree more. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time right now to open up the phone lines to you for the Mark Ryan impersonation contest. The best impression, I will take you personally to lunch. I will take you personally to lunch. Tony Leister says, Mark, no love for Mac Brown. I'm so hurt. Tony, give me another year, man. You want me to put him top 10 off a 6-6 year? 7-6 year? I mean, I can't do that. Give him another year. The recruiting class is fantastic. But right now, it is time for the Mark Ryan Impression Contest, 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Begin calling right now. Whoever has the best impression, as judged by Tim, will be taken out to lunch by me. I will personally take you out to lunch. That's next here on Offsides. We are ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go, here we go, here we go. We've been talking about this for a couple of days. Who can do the best impression of yours truly? All right, the best impression of yours truly. Here is the phone number for you to dial us up, 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Your the best impression today, and I will personally take you to lunch, okay? You and I will have lunch. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. It'll be a great time, but I need your impressions right now. An amendment that we are going to make to this, because there are a few people that have reached out to me privately to let me know, Mark, I can't do it at this time because of work. But so what we're going to do, Tim, is we're going to open it up between now and the end of the show. Okay, so the contest begins right now, yes. But between now and the end of the show, you can call in with your impression, and we will announce the winner at the very end of the show today. Here is your responsibility, Tim. You've got to get the names and numbers of everybody calling in, okay?
Okay.
Because we need to be able to notify them who won when all is said and done, just in case someone can't listen to their final 2 hours and 20 minutes of the show today. Let us go ahead and grab our first caller on the line. What is the name of the first caller we have, Tim? I'm not seeing a message from you here.
Yeah, we got Veron Butler.
Veron Butler joins us right now on the line. Veron, how you doing, man?
Doing good.
Doing good. Okay. Okay, so Veron Butler is joining us right now on the line. Veron is set to give us his impression of yours truly, Mark Ryan. Are you feeling confident today, Veron?
I guess so.
You guess so. Veron, let's hear what you got. Go right ahead.
It's a science with Mark Ryan and him on a hump day edition of the show. After the break, a little ditty we call the Top 5 at 5.
Oh, my God, dude, I'm dying. I'm absolutely dying. Absolutely dying. Tim, any comments, any early comments on this from the judge?
I like it so far. It sounds pretty accurate, I'd say. I think it's a great start for sure.
A great starting point, a great starting point for us indeed at 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number.
Did you notice anything about the person's voice?
No, I did not. I did not notice anything about the person's voice. But I want to get to the next submission we have, Tim, from Rob Brown. Okay, so Rob Brown has taken a part in this, and we will get to let's hear Rob Brown's impression right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Ryan here. It is Offsides with Mark Ryan, and I drink seltzers instead of actual beer. Don't judge me. That's all I got. That's about as close as I can get.
You got to give it to him, man. You got to give it to him. You got to give it to him. I do drink seltzers instead of actual beer.
So that's true. Okay.
I drink seltzers instead of actual beer. That is 100% positive, man. I completely agree on that. And that is true. That is true. All right. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show for the best impression. I will take you to lunch. It is slow right now, that's because people are at work, and they'll be chiming in between now and the end of the show. I did have a lot of people that told me this might be one of those things where people are scared to do it, but they want to hear it. I've had a number of people say to me over the last few days, man, I can't wait to hear it. I haven't heard many people say, man, I can't wait to participate in this. So do you have a good impression of me? What about yours truly stands out to you in terms of how we do what we do here on the show? 1-844-477-3776 is the number to join us on the show. We've also been talking today a lot about how my belief is that college football is going to be moving back to the spring. I think college football is going to be moving back to the spring. I think it's going to begin in January. And I think that, based on all that we're seeing with COVID right now and with the numbers, I think that's the direction that it's pointing, right now, right? I think it's pointing in the direction of no fall season for college football, and that is in large part due to our behavior. And our behavior and not really flattening the curve on this in any way, shape, or form. We're also joined today by Matt Muscana on LSU. And he went into why so many of us were wrong on Ed Orgeron, how even he was wrong on Ed Orgeron, and reasonable expectations for the Tigers in 2020. He said, look, you know, I think the Tigers could be unbeaten going into November, going into that game with the Alabama Crimson Tide. They could absolutely be unbeaten. And he went into new starter Miles Brennan, and he said something, man, that shocked the hell out of me. He said that Miles Brennan has better arm talent than Joe Burrow. Miles Brennan has better arm talent than Joe Burrow, which was absolutely positively shocking to me, man. Absolutely shocking to me. And then we asked, how do you explain what happened last year? And he went into all how LSU caught lightning in a bottle, and you're never going to see it, the likes of Joe Burrow and Joe Brady again. And it was just absolutely unbelievable, man. Just an unbelievable occurrence for the LSU Tiger football program. 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. Is the number to join us on the show. I also want to get to this. I also want to get to this. I was looking at this. You know, if I was a professional athlete, man, oh, man, oh, man, if I was a professional athlete, I would opt for the deferred contract any single chance I got, right? I would always opt for the deferred contract. These are all real contracts that exist right now in professional sports. All right. Manny Ramirez, the Red Sox will pay him $2 million a year from 2008 until 2026. Darren Williams has made $15,000 a day, former NBA point guard, for the last 5 years. Kevin Garnett retired in 2016, and the Celtics owe him $5 million a year until the 2021-2022 season. Ken Griffey Jr. gets $3.6 million each year, 2009 to 2024, from the Cincinnati Reds. Bobby Bonilla is number one on this list from 2000 until 2035, is paid $1.2 million a year every single year. Every single year from now until 2035. This is, I mean, it's just these contracts, man. When you consider what these teams have done and how it protects these players, are absolutely positively incredible. Ichiro gets $25 million at 5.5% interest over his retirement until at least 2032. Let's see. Beauregard, is that the name of the caller, Tim, I'm looking at right here? Beauregard joins us right now on the show. Bo, thanks for the call, man. You're offsides.
What's up, Greenville? This is Mark Ryan. You're offsides, and you're about to burn my brownies because today we've got Brent Beard, one of my old buddies. He's so old, he's pushing a cane, but that doesn't matter because he knows his stuff when it comes to Bama. And then again, there's Dabo Swinney, and we love him. And there's Muschamp, who we can't stand. You know that. But anyway you slice it, it's time for 5 and 5. Hit it!
That is really solid. Tim, what do you think, man?
That was absolutely outstanding. That's
what do you think? I think that sets the bar, man. I think that absolutely sets the bar. We'll have to see if it can be beaten. He dropped a lot of my phrase. He dropped a lot of my buzzwords in there, man. Dropped a lot of them. Bo, really appreciate the phone call. Tim, make sure you take down the name, man. Okay. We are going to make this a whole show competition for those of you that are stuck at work, can't get out. We'll open this up to you. Any call, 5 to 7 p.m., you can do your impression. We will announce a winner. We will announce a winner at 7 p.m. at the conclusion of the show today. Sound good? That set the bar, man. That was pretty damn good, if I do say so myself. And I don't spend a lot of time listening to me, but that sounds like what comes out of my mouth to me, man. I don't know. That sounded really, really damn good. That, my friends, is somebody that listens to the show on the regular, listens to the show on a daily basis, and I appreciate it kindly. I appreciate it kindly. All right, we keep the show rolling right after this. This is Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides. Mark Ryan and Tim right here on ESPN Upstate, rolling on a hump day edition of the show. If you get off at 5 p.m., well, if you're getting off at 5 p.m., first of all, congratulations. But if that is in fact happening, we are taking your impersonation calls the rest of the show. Two have come in. We also will allow Rob's to stand the test of time as well. Rob's impression came in as well. So we have three that we are considering right now, but we will take your impression phone calls coming between now and 7 p.m., the end of the show today. That is my promise to you, man. That is what we will do. Your impressions of me. You've listened to me now for like 16 months, right? What are your impressions? Can you do a good Mark Ryan? I want to hear it. All right. I got this from a friend the other day, and I thought it was fascinating. And it was what sayings really mean, right? Like when these cliches that we use in our lexicon of English language, what do they really mean? When somebody says, "I see your point," what does it actually mean? Urban Dictionary defines "I can see your point" as "you can express your opinion, but I give zero Fs." That's what "I see your point" means. Let me clarify. What does "let me clarify" mean? It means you completely misunderstood my last message, you idiot. Let me clarify. Hope this helps. What does "hope this helps" mean in our society today? It means just stop bothering me. Ain't that the damn truth? If you ever see this on top of an email, run. It has been brought to my attention. Dear God, that is awful. That is awful. And believe you me, I've gotten quite a few of those emails. It has been brought to my attention means you effed up. As stated below, that's another golden one. You need to read the entire email chain, not just the top two lines, because your dumb question has already been answered. Sorry for being unclear. Oh, God. That's self-serving if I've ever heard it right. Sorry for being unclear means, no, I wasn't. Obviously, you didn't really read what I wrote. You need to pay more attention. Just checking in. What does "just checking in" mean? I've said that a million times. Just checking in means I'm going to keep sending you emails about this until you respond. You drop the just checking in emails with somebody that you want to work for, right? Like you're only trying to stay on their front burner. That's why you're sending the just checking in emails. Per my last email, what does that mean? You better reread the whole thing again so you won't ask me stupid questions. Kind regards. I can't even say what kind regards means here. And I have one of my own here. I have one of my own that I want to say. With all due respect, when anybody says to you, with all due respect, that means that they're about to give you the roast of your life. All right? The roast of your life is what with all due respect means. That's my take, and I'm sticking to it, man. But I'll tell you what, with all due respect, run. Run whenever you hear that, because there's going to be nothing good that comes from any of that for you. 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Texter says, look up the rule of thumb. Another texter says, all due respect means go blank yourself. Rule of thumb. Looking it up right now, man. Rule of thumb. Yeah, dude, I'll tell you what, there's all these sayings and they mean something completely different. And when you have to work in corporate America, you use all of these phrases that really mean something far sinister. The top five at five is coming your way next right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.